Days of El Chuco organized the protest in downtown El Paso, demanding justice for George Floyd and an end to police brutality. They're a local chapter of the Chicano Civil Rights Organization, born in Los Angeles in the turbulent 1960s.
We're the next generation. We're going to keep the movement strong.
This man in his 30s would only give his name as Quetzalcoatl. That's the Aztec winged serpent. He's one of a handful of brown berets that led a protest march from a park to City Hall as a helicopter hovered overhead. There was a massive law enforcement presence, including police in riot gear, for about 150 protesters. Many were teenagers, like this 15-year-old high school freshman.
My grandmother brought me so she couldn't stay because she can't stand for long. So, but I'm dropped off with my friends. And so I was told to stay safe, so I wanted to stay on the front line as much as I can. But every time I see tension rising, I keep going back to the light post.
She said she was so afraid she would only give her nickname, Sam. Protesters were encouraged not only to take to the streets, but also turn out at the polls in November.
Vote!
Vote!
Let me hear it. Vote!
For KTEP, I'm Angela Cocherga.